Hello and welcome to the first episode in series 3 of our podcast. Welcome to the Clean Car Collective. Hello, Jacob.
Hello, how are we doing?
I'm right, buddy. Yourself?
Not bad, not bad.
This is it. This is our first episode and it's our first video podcast as well. So if you're on Spotify, you'll be able to see this online as well. See my ugly face.
And mine as well.
And his as well. Good. Welcome along. And thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. This is first episode 2023. What are we going to talk about today, Jake?
Ooh, I think we've got a few subjects, don't we? What could we start on? What have we achieved this year?
What, 2023?
Oh, 2022.
I got up.
No, 2022.
2022. You want to do a recap on 2022?
You're doing a recap.
Sounds like a good plan.
Go over the whole year.
The whole year. Buckle yourselves in. It's going to be a rip-roarer 4-hour episode. No, it was a good year, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it had its, you know, ups and downs with everything that's going on, but got through it.
There's been some big challenges. Okay, so we've both pretty much picked our top five independently, and most of them match. So we're just going to run it down as a top five of things that went on for the Clean Car Collective and Zirconite UK this year, or 2022. And then we'll just touch on a few bits that are going to happen 2023 as well.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So in no particular order, Jake, give me one of your top five things from 2022.
We'll start off with the launch of this
ZG365 launched 2022 February.
Yep.
To much acclaim, it's done exceptionally well. Why is it one of your top five things from last year?
I mean, it's a massive change in the industry. I think, you know, made a big impact on the market.
Yep.
Now got a few other products similar on there now. So must have been something we're doing right.
Something we're doing right for people
and
to
then,
follow.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And we've got thousands of cars on the road now with it on.
Yeah, and the feedback so far has been absolutely phenomenal. I mean, we're talking 5-star reviews from everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you can't really ask more than that from a product. If you're unfamiliar with ZG365, those of you on video get to have a look at the nice shiny bottle. But ZG365 is a graphene-infused SiO2 coating. It's not a quick detailer. It is actually a coating. Now, the reason that we were incredibly proud of launching this product and the success that it's had is it was in development for a very long time, 18 months. It was in development with the Graphene Engineering Innovation Center. Nobody else has used them to help develop a coating, so it is a world first.
Pretty big.
Which is big. It does use graphene from a general graphene supplier, but nobody else has had the opportunity to work with the Graphene Engineering Institute, Engineering Innovation Center at Manchester University. Now, why is that so important?
Well, it's made in the UK. It's in the UK.
It's made in the UK. It's in the UK. That's important for us because all of our products are made in Britain. We're very proud of that. But most importantly, because graphene was invented at Manchester University. So if anyone's going to do a product and do it right, the people at Manchester University pretty much know their onions when it comes to graphene.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
You'd hope so. So I think that's testament to the 5-star reviews this product's getting, not just from independent buyers on our websites, but also on our restockists and also also with the likes of Amazon, etc., where it's doing exceptionally well as well. So good choice that, Jake. Great product. Continues to sell exceptionally well. Still getting lots of feedback from customers with great photos on their vehicles, consumers and professional detailers alike. So, yeah, definitely one of my top five. We'll have some of that. What else did you have?
Well, is that like a hint or?
Maybe.
What are we going to do? What about we do top three cars we've worked on?
Go on then. Top three cars we've worked on then.
For me?
Yep.
It'd be Jaguar Mark 1.
Yeah, pretty car.
Jaguar E-Type.
The Eagles E29 that we did. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to say the Triumph because of the results we got.
Yes.
But also Arctic Trucks is big red one.
Right, yeah.
The R1.
The big red truck.
That got really good results as well. So. Yeah.
Tell me about that. Why was that one of your top vehicles to work on, or maybe the best one this year?
I think strictly because of our partnership with them.
Yeah.
Obviously, quite close with them and everything. That's great as it is. But to work on something that's been to the North Pole, the first vehicle to go to the North Pole as well, on Top Gear, to have it in our unit, polished by us and then coated, I mean, it just tops it all off.
I think that's massive news. You're absolutely right. What a cracking vehicle, and what a pleasure it was, and a privilege for us to work on that vehicle and coat it with Zirconite products. It was particularly fate. I mean, it's one of those ones, yeah. Even the guys themselves said, look, we don't want it perfect because of what it is and where it's gone.
And the history of it.
And yeah, and the history of the vehicle, because it has been to the North Pole and it did feature on Top Gear, etc. But the guys were like, make it look better and just preserve
it out.
Yeah, we want to show it off. And it has been used subsequently at places like Caffeine Machine. So if you've been down there and seen the big red truck, yeah, we did that. We looked after it, and you should have seen it before we got it. So it was sympathetically detailed, I think was the word we used.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one side of it was just faded, wasn't it?
Oh, the oxidisation on that one side was horrendous. But then those panels had clearly been replaced and not clear-coated, so... Mm. Yeah, it was a fun few days, and what a privilege to be able to be part of that vehicle's history, because it is a world record holder, is a famous car, truck, whatever. And yeah, God, those guys build some cracking stuff, don't they?
Oh, it's awesome around there.
Arctic Trucks. If you haven't seen them, look them up on Instagram, look them up online, look them up on YouTube and search for the Arctic Trucks North Pole, Big Red, and yeah. It's something else that I want one.
We're getting one. We're getting rid of the van, aren't we?
That's it. You decided, have you?
Well, the van's gonna go back, so I think we need to get one.
You want to get one? Okay. Well, we'll have to see how sales go.
Keep buying, people.
Keep buying, please. We really want one. Good. Okay. So those are your top three. I think top three for me. Yeah, certainly big red truck features in there. Absolutely. One of my personal favourites to work on was the yellow McLaren that I did with Harry,
yep,
from Auto Perfect of Worcester. That car is just beautiful. What a cracking machine. And the guy who owns it and drives it loves it to death. So it's a pleasure to see that on Instagram, because he regularly posts supercar.
Supercar Adventures, I think.
Supercar Adventures, that's his handle. Yeah, absolutely. So look him up on Instagram, people. And, oh, wow, another top three. Yeah, I think the Jaguar E-Type, that was something else. Don't get to play with one of those that often, do you?
No. Like, things with, like, GTRs, Bentleys, you know, you could put them in those mix, but you can see them more regularly than the older cars, yeah, like the Mark 1 or... Like even the Calibra that we had in with our Tim.
That's definitely up there as well. Tim, that car makes it. Our Tim, look him up on YouTube and Instagram. Tim, apologies. The Calibra definitely makes the top
Yeah, what
three.
A fun weekend with it as well.
Yeah. Yeah, we did have fun with that car. He took me out for a nice drive. That thing's rapid. 4x4, turbo, Calibra. Bit of old school classic Vauxhall. Not many people, there's not many of them about actually, but that colour's particularly rare. So, oh,
that colour. Yeah. So hard to get it on camera, but
in person, the metal.
In the light.
Yeah, on display at the NEC, cracking piece of kit. So, nice. That was our top three between us, four, I don't know. Anyway, that was our top cars for this year. Right, Jake, what else have we got?
I've gone through two topics. What topic have you got now?
Go on, you pick one.
I've got a quick check. Hang on.
Oh, he's prepared, yeah. Ladies and gents. It's been a long morning.
Oh, cars and coffee.
Oh, yeah.
How can we forget about that?
Zirconite UK's first cars and coffee event.
In the summer, peak summer.
the hottest day of the year almost.
Yeah, we had to kind of stop at one because it was getting a bit too hot.
It was. Nice turn up. Thank you ever so much to everybody who came along. We really appreciate it. Thank you. Great day. We had all in all somewhere between 50 and 60 cars turn up throughout the day from all over the place.
Yeah.
Nice little barbecue laid on, some demonstrations, let people have a play with products, etc. We're going to do another one, or at least one this year. We'll probably do a couple.
100%.
So that we'll keep a note of that for the next year section. it was hot.
It was too hot.
I mean,
thank God I weren't standing on the barbecue because Jesus.
No. And thank you to a couple of people that helped us out that day. So we had Jake Lynch from the Motor Spa kind of came over and helped us out. We had Tony Mason Legg from OCD. Thank you, Tony.
Car detailing, yeah.
Yep. And we also had Harry from Auto Perfect as well, brought the rally car along. And a rally car, I think, for me, was one of the top things that we did this year because it also ties us in. Look at that for a segue.
Nice work.
Nicely shuffled in there.
Wax Dot.
Yep, Wax Dot was an interesting couple of days, wasn't it?
Yeah, especially for us, I think. It was definitely eye-opening experience.
Yeah. For you?
Yeah, for me as well.
First ever exhibition?
Yeah, didn't go too bad. Did all right, I think.
We did all right. I think we did very well. Great event. Always organised well. The people up there did a cracking job of looking after us. Far too much wine and beer consumed the night before at the trader's dinner. Not for you, obviously.
No.
He was
Fruit
under
shoots.
Jake was under a lot of scrutiny at the venue, being under 18.
Yeah, being guarded and walked to the door.
Yeah, literally guarded and walked to the door. So that was funny. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. The guys did a great job, I think. And I think it was an interesting turnout. Because obviously I think it tied in with one of the Jubilee events or something, didn't it?
Yeah. I think it was less people this year than
maybe
previous years, but...
But it's over 2 days this year.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so we're having a look at it.
Yeah, we are.
I don't
think we'll go as big this year, though.
No, we went quite big, because obviously it was our first one, and we needed to kind of make a statement
promote
as to...
Promote our brand and
yeah, promote
get our name out
who we are, so... nice display, looked the part. I think it looked, came up well. We got a lot of positive feedback, sold a lot of product on the day, introduced ourselves to a lot of people. We didn't put a show car on there, but that was quite deliberate because there was loads of show cars there. Everybody else had one, so why not go and have a look at those? We decided to run with Harry's 205 GTI rally car, and the beauty of that is that it gave us permission to try products out all over it. So it's probably the most coated car on the UK road.
Yeah, especially one side of his roof. It's just ZG.
Yeah.
I remember washing it before we went up to Caffeine and Machine once, and it was, you couldn't put dirt on it. I don't think it would slide off.
No, it's completely repellent, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
So, yeah, Wax Dot was a good event as well. So, yeah, nice one. Wax Dot, cars and coffee. The cars that we've done. What else did you have in mind?
Have to look again.
Who's on his list?
Go ahead. Gone through launches edgy already.
Yep.
To be honest, I've gone through everything on my list.
Nice.
All five things, because I've obviously joined in August, September.
Yeah. So yeah.
Officially.
Officially.
I've been working in the background for a while
now. A long time. Yeah, but unofficially.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the other things that sprang to mind in terms of things that we brought to market or that we've kind of demonstrated this year. Jet.
Jet was big.
Jet's done exceptionally well. So Jet is a Canuba wax that's also coloured black. So for black vehicles, if you just want to make it look smarter, put some real depth of gloss into it, maybe hide some of the smaller blemishes and stuff. Jet is a phenomenal product. Comes in 1 litre format. It's quite a liquid wax, But it's so easy on, easy off. It's unreal.
Yeah, I just love it. Like that. Oh, the car's got an imperfection. Doesn't want it scratched. Whack some jet on it, done.
Not meant to say that, you're a detailed.
No. Yeah. Well, I'm not officially. No,
officially. No, but it has a place in the market. Mm. I think certainly for, you know, if somebody's going to sell their car, for example, you know, we've got a couple of quotes out for people that want to sell their vehicles at the moment, just looking to get them prepped for sale. Well, obviously they don't want to spend a huge amount of money on those cars to,
you know, just to get sell it.
And yeah, just to sell it. So, one of them's black, and I think jet for that particular vehicle is that's going to be the go-to all day long, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
So, very pleased with jet. I think that's done exceptionally well. I think also the launch of M&M.
Yeah, within our detailers, that definitely picked up.
Yeah. Now, M&M is a really weird product. To describe it to you, it's like a mousse format of wet and dry paper. So it's not a liquid, you know, it is literally like a mousse, and it comes in like a, it looks like a ketchup bottle dispenser ultimately, but it's cracking. What an awesome product. Does a great job in terms of flatting back an area. Now, it's not the kind of thing that you'd want Joe Public necessarily to use every day, but if you're going to smooth out or flat back a particular area for a small scratch, or if you've got some fairly heavily oxidized headlights, this stuff's phenomenal. And the guys that have, you know, seen what we've done in terms of the demo on YouTube, but then also gone on and bought some themselves and had a play with it, have just come back leaps and bounds and gone, this stuff is a game changer.
Yeah.
So, again, not seen it before, have a look. M&M, matting mousse, it's on our store. It's cheap as chips, and it will speed up your work time without question. But it's developed for body shops. That's what it's there for. But for a detailer and flattening areas, I think it's a really cracking product. So, outside of that,
GoFoam did really well.
Yeah, and continues to. Doing great. I mean, GoFoam is it's one of those we've seen it in our catalog, and it's not been one that we've stocked for a while. And all of these products are made by a company called Concept Chemicals, who are in Manchester. They're they're our manufacturer for zirconite, but it's just
so easy to use.
Yeah, and you know, it's a aerosol can, all-purpose cleaner that you spray on, but as you spray it, as soon as it makes contact with the substrate or the surface, it foams. And the lifting power from, well, we've used it on everything, haven't we?
Yeah, we've done tires, engine bays, upholstery, anything. I mean, I did a video on those plasticky footwells.
Yep.
And I did that versus Master Cleaner, you know, when you
which is spray a cracking, on a brush. Yeah, which is a cracking all-purpose.
Yeah, it's a great way, but it just showed the time comparison. It saves so much time if you're just trying to get a quick clean. Yep,
and we did that Yamaha MTX-10, I think it was, or the MT-10 motorcycle.
Yep.
All with GoFoam, completely.
Outside.
Because, well, one, it was -6 outside, and we couldn't jet wash out there, so we had to do it all inside the bay. And use GoFoam as an all-purpose cleaner, and the bike looks phenomenal. I mean, it's done a cracking job, and there's some footage on our Instagram towards that as well. So check that out, please do. So, yeah, it's been a busy year.
Yeah, definitely.
So 2023, what do we hope to bring?
Definitely do visits up to Concept again. Bring that back this year.
Yep.
Because we missed out on that last year.
We've got the go-ahead for that from Concept Chemical. So 2022, we didn't do visits. We are going to open up. We're yet to decide how we're going to do it. Probably be to a much smaller number of people. Probably be by invitation only. But we're yet to decide. But it'll be a visit to Manchester. Go to Concept Chemicals. Will take you around the manufacturing facility. You can see the lab where everything is tested and primed up and made on a small scale before it then goes into these huge fat batches. and meet the team up there, because they're an absolutely phenomenal business. Been going for 38 years now, I think.
I wouldn't look at me, I think so.
Longer than you've been on the earth, yeah. That's for sure. But they've been going for about 38 years, might be their 39th year this year. And I think that kind of really just reiterates the heritage behind what we do, in terms of, yes, we've got Zirconite, and people are starting to recognise Zirconite as a brand. But you know, even our competitors sometimes make the mistake of believing that we're new or the product is new. Zirconite as a brand has been around since 2004, and a lot of it's been heavily exported. So in the UK, it's still relatively new, even though it's made here. But it's got some real length of longevity of product and brand. So all we're doing is just really highlighting what it does as a business, and trying to bring it to you people out there. And we're hoping, and we've certainly seen from the results and the feedback that we get, that you love the stuff. So we really appreciate the feedback we've had from everybody.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks a lot.
So concept visits, that's going to happen. We've got a couple of other products that we're going to be playing with in test at the moment. We are hoping, probably in the next month or two, this being January 2023 now, in the next month or two, to hopefully do a short run of samples of a spray wax that we're playing with, and we're going to kick those out to probably our approved installer network for them to have a play with, but also a select group of people as well that we'll invite to try and try this product out. We've had a play with it. Good Very stuff, impressed with it. Yeah, easy on, easy off. It's a real nice wax, good contents to it in terms of, it's got all the properties you want in terms of gloss and hydrophobicity and protection. I have to get my head around it a little bit, because it's not the same as using something like ZG365 or Bead Magic, which is my normal go-to. So it's not a step back, it's a step sideways into waxes again for me. So we got that to play with. We've also got a liquid wax that we want to bring out again on a sample basis to a few and select few people for them to have a play with. Nice product. We still haven't shot video for it yet.
Well, we haven't even shot our encore video yet.
No, exactly. So we'll get there.
Yeah. Well, we've got some time now, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So those are coming. Those are big things. And we've also got some iterations of new ceramic coatings are currently being tested. If you keep up with Concept Chemicals on YouTube, you'll see Sean the Professor currently playing with a product called, I don't know what its final title will be, but it's dubbed a cut and wax at the moment, and they're getting some really good results with that product. So it's kind of like as the product's being developed and the different iterations are being tested. You can see that on YouTube, and it's up against a very good product, 3D Car Care's product. And that's coming along, so that's going to have a nice place in the market for us to go alongside the other cracking compounds that we've got.
Oh yeah, definitely think our compounds are one of our strong points again.
Yeah. It's a very, very understated range of compounds. And you know, if you're listening to this and if you're watching it, hello. But if you're watching as well, please do go to YouTube, search out Concept Chemicals YouTube channel, and have a look at the compounds on there and the various tests that they've done against some of the more recognized names, shall we say.
Yeah,
and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised even as to how good this range of compounds are. You've got P12 extra, which is the heavy cut. You've got P15 extra, which is the all-in-one, and then you've got P40 extra, which is the finishing glaze. Very robust range of compounds, very little drawback in terms of fillers, etc., but they cut really quick, great work times, and they don't cost the earth, And again, they're all made in Manchester. And to get compounds range that strong takes a lot of doing because, you know, to a certain degree, anyone can make a shampoo, but making compounds is a different ball game. And that's why not a lot of people get it right.
Yeah.
But concept, nail it. So well done to the guys there. So those are on the go. And yeah, anything else?
For next year, we're going up to our accredited guys and we're doing some videos and helping them out a little bit for a couple of days, probably.
Yep. So we've got social media days that we're going to be booking in with our accredited or our approved installer network. We're also going to be looking at launching some regional training centres. We'll be approaching unit-based detailers within our network and anybody that wishes to become part of that network. We will set some criteria out in the coming weeks as to what we need from you to represent Zirconite as a regional training centre, but also we'll be providing additional training to those people to assist them get to a certain level in terms of making sure that all training is consistent nationally. So some trainer-trainer exercises to make sure that anybody that purchases a Zirconite product and wants to go along to one of these centres is going to get exactly the same level and consistent level of high-quality training that we really pride ourselves on. So that's coming as well. That's exciting stuff.
Yep. Can't really think of anything else apart from getting on with the normal stuff, posting and promoting our brand.
That's it. Normal stuff, day-to-day. Options. Listen, it's going to be a challenging year for you people out there that run businesses on detailing. We completely appreciate that. We've launched a number of courses as well. If you want to come and spend some time with us at our detailing academy, we've got a social media course. We have how to develop your business, looking at ways to increase your revenue streams and diversifying a little bit. We've also got paint correction courses. We try and stick away from just product courses because everybody and his uncle and aunt does those. But if you're interested, check them out. They're on our store. You can literally book a day to suit you. When you book it, pick 3 dates. We'll come back to you. We'll confirm which one of those 3 dates that we can work with, and then we'll get you booked in. We're not worried if one person turns up. We only ever max it out at 8 people anyway because we don't want to overload it. But we want to be flexible. You know, we don't want to say you have to come on the 30th of June. If you come on, I don't know, the 7th of February and it's just you, then you're going to get 100% of our interaction and 100% of value. So we'd rather work with you guys on that basis.
Yeah.
Good. Well, 2022 is finished.
It's over, done.
That's it. Finished.
Completed it.
Completed it. Just about completed it. Good. If you like what you hear, or if you like what you see, even better. Great.
Oi, oi.
Cheeky. Then please do subscribe. Do like us. Leave some comments on either the audio platforms or the visual platforms that this is going to go on. Please do comment. Ask us some questions. Tell us what you want us to talk about in the upcoming episodes. We are going to be doing these far more regularly in 2023 because we've got the capability to do so now. And we really appreciate you listening and joining in. So unless there's anything else from you, Jacob.
No, thank you for listening or watching.
Or both.
Yeah, or both.
Weird. Awesome. Thanks very much for joining us. And see you on the next episode.